After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Guys, we are back with another after show of Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, Season 9, Episode 7, entitled Black Diamond. I'm your host, Tyra Prude. I'm so happy to be back. I was gone last week due to my birthday, but my girl Ebony held it down. How are you, Ebony? Say hey to everyone.
Yeah, hey, how are you?
And then, of course, I'm good. And then, of course, we have Elgin, who is actually supposed to be doing homework right now, but he decided to kick it.
Well.
And then we have Mr. Alfie in his daishiki. He said, me and Ebony,
so
you
happy
know.
To be here today.
We're showing out, so he had to get dressed up, apparently.
Yes, man. You know how he is. They got them turtlenecks on. You see this? Purple and blue people. The people, purple and blue people
eaters. It's actually gray. Okay. But anyway, we have a lot to talk about, y'all. I am so excited. I'm so mad I missed last week because it was super juicy, but this week was even more juicy. We got to talk about Cheyenne and Scrap and Kiyomi, that whole love triangle that's going on there. We also have to talk about this ski trip. A lot of rekindling went on this episode, and I'm here for it. Unfortunately, not for Cheyenne and Scrap, but the girls seem like they were getting along a little bit during this episode. And then finally, we have to talk about what is her name? Oh my god, why am I blanking right now? This is embarrassing. We have to talk about Sierra and her boyfriend and what he did at the club. So then we have our news and gossip special segment, all of that good stuff. But okay, first let's get into your overall thoughts. What did you think about this whole episode, Ebony?
The whole episode was crazy. It was mixed. It was messy. It was just a lot of yelling, a lot of fighting, a lot of drama. It was a lot.
What are you thinking, Elgin?
Yeah. I've been on my little quarantine, you know, meditation tip. So this was a lot of drama for me. It was a little bit too much.
This took you out of it.
it took me out.
He was on a spiritual journey and it just kind of threw you off, huh?
Right. So now I'm just back to being good old Messy Elge. So.
Yeah. Oh, that's his new name. I'm introducing you as Messy Elge at this point. Alfie, what are your overall thoughts on this episode?
I was excited. I thought it was dope. Entertaining to say the least. I think there were some jewels that I'm sure we'll get into. I can't wait to talk about my dog shoe. In life, baby. It's some life lessons being
okay.
There.
Oh, well, here we go. Let me get in there too.
If y'all want.
He has to say. Okay, let's just get right into it though. Let's just talk about this whole love triangle. So as we know, last week ended with, you know, them confronting each other at the restaurant, and I mean, what's his name? Shooter pretty much made it known who he's with. He left with Kiyomi. It trickled onto this episode, and we see them meet up at this like abandoned lot garage, and they call themselves settling their differences, but it did not happen. Ebony, what are you feeling about this whole situation and how the fight went down and them pretty much not resolving anything except they're in a big, huge situationship?
Right. I mean, Shooter's so funny to me because he's tripping at the fact that, you know, Cheyenne took her 5-month break and then he said, oh, your spot's been filled, as if
that was low.
Your spot's been filled. Are we see, this is the problem with the situationship. Like, either you need to be my boyfriend or you're not my boyfriend. Because period. This is what we're not going to do, is you're going to tell me that my spot's been filled because I need to go get my career together.
First, right. Let's start there. I'm trying to better myself as a woman. I'm trying to have multiple streams of income outside of Love and Hip Hop. And you have the nerve to say that my spot has been filled? What?
No competition.
With someone who just got out of an abusive relationship?
And but my thing is, this is my thing.
But still.
Yeah, like if you've been rocking with someone for 2 years, and then you're telling Kiyomi, like, oh, it's nothing serious. We just either it's been a long time or it's sex from time to time. Like, what exactly is the story here? Because the story keeps changing.
It keeps changing.
And, you know, Cheyenne's been around his kids and Kiyomi didn't know that. It was just like Kiyomi, no, wake up. Do you not see that he's lying to you? Like, you're in an abusive relationship and now...
I was so happy that that happened, though, because Kiyomi, the whole episode, she was walking around like she was that girl. Like, yep, I got him wrapped around my finger. I'm making my spaghetti with ketchup. And come to find out. Come to find out. She's not the only one feeding the kids, okay? Everyone is meeting the children. And that is not okay as a man to have every woman that you're sleeping with around your children. Okay, Elgin or Alfie, take over, because me and Evan A will go on and on.
You want to take it first or me?
You go, because Elgin's trying to gather it up.
All right. So, I mean, there's a couple ways to break this down, because I feel like in the end of the episode, you see how it gets flipped turned. So, it gets flipped turned on Shooter. So it's one of those situations where when you're in those open relationships, are you in a situation where you're dating somebody and you know they got other factors and you're allowing yourself to be okay with that, that puts you in a situation where you never know what the story is going to end up being. It's a wild and crazy, mm-hmm. you know, saying thing that you're allowing yourself to be open to. And you hope for the best, but on all sides, you can see how it's a gray area, wavering area. Everybody's justifying what they need to at the time, because even homegirl was dating other guys, and when she was dating other guys, it's all cool and chill. But when you see him mm-hmm. with the lady, you can't handle that, and all of a sudden now he did this to me, I can't believe it. Y'all both took a break. Y'all both had things going on. This is real life, not...
Wait. No.
She was dating other people.
Cheyenne did not say she was dating other people. She was taking a break for her career. Kiyomi is the one who has been messing around too. And you gonna get mad because other people seeing the kids? Like, what? You doing your dirt too?
Well, the kids didn't like all them women being in there, and that shows how being messy isn't healthy for a family. Even if you're a single father and you're in one of them situations where you're dating, it would have been better for him in that situation with those kids to choose so that they can have somebody comfortable with. But if you out here in the streets, it gets on. So I think you'll see everybody who wants to see Shooter's heart hurt or in a bad situation. I think that comes to roost when you realize Sprat was with homegirl who was with Bow Wow, because you pick and choose. There's consequences or results for your actions. And that's what I like about everything that everybody's involved in. There are no victims.
Okay, Elgin, come on, let's get it out. What's going on?
Okay, let me get in serious Elge mode, not messy, you know.
All these alter egos.
Right. Side note, though, like when you have like so many people coming around your kids, that's bad. That's just not, you
it's
know, even
awful.
That's horrible. That's real bad. That's like your kid is not, it's like having inconsistency in their own life. So that's going to really have an effect on them. But that's just a side note. What I need people to do, and this is just in the context of the show, I'm going to need females and vice versa, but just in this context, to really know what they want and not per se be okay with letting their standards or what they want be compromised. Because when you do that, you get real comfortable in a situation, and obviously you can tell in the situation with Cheyenne and Shooter, they've been together for 2 years, but you can already tell that there was a lack of intimacy, vulnerability, and communication, because you saw Shooter, he was straight shooting shots at her with no remorse at all, not even like
none, actually like extremely disrespectful.
None. So that was disrespectful as hell. But moreover, she's not a victim in this either, because she in a sense kind of, well, she didn't know at the same time, so I'll give her that. But at the same time, you can kind of tell when a person puts their best foot forward in the beginning of a relationship, and you can see that mm-hmm. further down the line. So you can kind of know that the type of person that Shooter is. And more so, the other one, Yomi, she looking bad too, because she getting caught off guard because she doesn't have that communication, that vulnerability, that intimacy in a relationship. Well, you can't really have that when you all
she thought she did.
Streets. Yeah, well, when you for the streets, both of y'all kind of in a sense, you can't really have that either way. But you really need to establish that communication and not compromise your values for what you want in a person, because you're going to be uncomfortable when things hit the fan like it did in the scene.
So exactly. That's all I got to say. I think the overall lesson through this whole thing is, like you said, Elgin, communication. Communication is key. You have to say, okay, are we in this? Am I talking to other people? Or are you talking to other people? You got to get that all out before y'all move forward, because situations like Cheyenne happen. And for Kiyomi, like you said, you have to know how to control your feelings. You have to know what you're setting yourself up for, because you know y'all are in an open relationship, but for some reason, you're more pressed than you need to be. If you for the streets, like you say you are, why are you so pressed? And I want to talk about Scrap this. Also, why was Scrap, this is his sister, regardless if she says stay out of it, regardless if she's just like, this is my business, this is my life, if I'm a man and this another man is disrespecting my little sister, I'm going off, period. Why the hell was he sitting there acting all calm through the whole situation? Please somebody weigh in, because I was so fed up with Scrap. He didn't say a zip, nothing.
Like, because you can't be a drug dealer and get shot and complain about the cops shooting. If you play the game, you get caught up. You didn't want to tell Scrap early on what was going on, which would have been a sisterly thing if you're fucking on, messing on his friend. And it's one of them situations where it's intense, and that is that serious, to where you could have ruined a friendship, probably did, ruined a business. And if you want to do the sneaky stuff, and he has to respect your decision, then you got to respect that you put yourself in that situation. He about to, you know what I'm saying? He ain't going to let nobody beat up on you. But if you a dummy, you a dummy.
So you feel like regardless, he did what he needed to do. You wanted me to stand back and
not knowing nothing and find out things from everybody, and everybody being like, hold on, chill out, don't trip. Even Shooter and her were telling him to calm down about the situation. So when he did, and you ain't happy, you can't get mad at him for being exactly what you asked for.
Honestly, I have to say that I kind of low-key agree with Alfred.
No! Just
y'all like
so
Elgin
more
than me.
I know. We are here.
It's an AKA light-skinned thing. Y'all
hey, y'all.
I ain't messing with y'all. I know I'm talking facts.
Okay.
Wow.
I'm playing.
Share your opinion. Y'all know I'm crazy.
But I'm just saying that I think Scrap did the mature thing, because I already feel like he stepped to Scooter already in last episode, and he already said, he confronted him about the situation. He was like, yo, like, what is up? You're dating my sister. You didn't tell me. That's on some BS. And then Shooter was like, oh, I didn't know that was your sister.
But
and all this
I
mess.
Feel like the principle that they had that understanding, and he was like, yes, sisters are off limits. Like, he pretty much came to him like, look, okay, I know what's going on. I feel like you disrespected me by not telling me. But remember, that's my little sister. And I feel like in that moment, I would have been more, forget the little sister, I would have been more mad at Scooter, because it's like, bro, we had this conversation. We talked about this, and now you're still disrespecting my little sister in front of me. I don't know. Maybe I'm just mixing it up.
I mean, I see both ends, and I feel it. I just feel like, I think in Scrap's mind, he's already done with Shooter. Like, he addressed the situation. He said what he had to say. And Cheyenne's going to do what she wants to do. Cheyenne's the one saying, I'm in love with him. Okay, then you deal with what the situation is. I mean, this is now your business. I'm done with Shooter. Like, Shooter and I, we're not doing business together. We're done. And I think it was settled. So I think there's nothing more to say.
Yeah.
And now it's like, let Cheyenne handle her man, you know?
the whole situation was just a dud. I feel like for him, like the whole situation was a dud. Like it's it's nothing worth putting more energy over. So why come the blows for something that's already done?
Because like, it's his little sister. Okay,
I mean, I'm done. Yeah. I feel that too. I feel that, but I think that's just growth. That's just growth on his part, knowing, you know, although I want to do this. Like, maybe I should have, maybe, you know, there's just always balance of things, you know, it's always a time to do something or not, you know?
It is a time. And to be fair, or what to Alfie's point, somebody's point, well, I think you were using it as an analogy, but Scrap did just get out of prison too, right? Mm-hmm. So he's kind of pulling the Trick Daddy on Love & Hip Hop Miami. He like, I can't do too much. I gotta tone it down. But anyway, I just thought that was a lot. And we're gonna touch back on it, but before we get to our next topic, we have to share how you guys can stay connected with us. Alfie, would you like to let everyone know how to stay in the loop with AfterBuzz during this quarantine?
Yes, I would.
You guys have been giving us so much love for so long. You know, we appreciate you. Maria Menounos and Kevin really put us in a situation where we get to dive into our journalistic skills, love on the shows that we love, just like you. I would watch this anyway. All of us would watch this anyway. So having this opportunity during quarantine to still give our talents is what it's all about. And you are the reason why we are the ESPN, the TV Talk. Gang, gang.
Gang, gang. Gang. Okay. I haven't dabbed in years. Wow.
Me either. I love that.
We're wowing these days. Anyway. Okay. So.
Oh my God.
No, we're just going to have to agree to disagree about the whole relationship with Scooter and all of the Scrap and all of that. But okay, we saw that it looks like it's going to end into a fight. Speaking of fights, let's go ahead and talk about Kiyomi and her relationship with Erica. Now, I was mad I was not here last week because when the fight broke out or whatever and Erica had walked in with Safari, I was like, oh, shoot, this is tea because her and Kiyomi both messed with Bow Wow, you know, all of that. So on this episode, we got to see, you know, Erica kind of be the big, not necessarily bigger person because I don't think they had beef, but she kind of like took her in and was like, you know, let's talk about, you know, your situation. And she kind of told her she was proud of her and things like that. What was your reaction to Erica in that moment? I feel like it was a lot of growth to me because we've seen her, you know, have her fair share of fights too. So that moment kind of just showed me that she's growing. You could tell she's a mom and married. I don't know. What are you guys' opinion? Let's start with you, Elgin.
Yeah. I love Love & Hip Hop, how the way they portray certain scenes and have you think they're talking about one thing and it's a whole nother situation. Because in that, like, before what's coming up on the episode, when they showed that teaser of Erica and Yomi, I thought she was talking about Cheyenne. That's why I thought that they were going to be beefing, too. But I do like that maturity with Erica Mena, with, you know, having that family now. She always seemed like a sweet person. So it was cool to see a lot more of that in this scene as well.
Yeah. So, okay, Ebony, what is your opinions on the whole, like, talk about Bow Wow? Like, them coming together and, you know, kumbaya and over the fact that apparently they both had an abusive relationship with him. What did you feel about that?
Right. I mean, I honestly had forgotten that Erica Mena was engaged to Bow Wow, to be honest with you. It was so long ago. And
it was so long, but they were on for a long time, y'all. How did I forget?
I know. Well, I mean, now that we brought it up, I remember now, but just initially I didn't remember, but I didn't realize that Erica Mena had also been in an abusive relationship with Bow Wow. I mean, either. I'm assuming that's probably why they're not engaged anymore. I didn't realize he was such a violent person. However, when they were sitting, when Yomi and Erica were sitting there talking, you know, Erica's, I give it to her, she has grown, but she was messy boots too. She's still messy.
You think Erica. So? Okay, how was she messy?
Yeah, she was like, girl, give me all that tea. What's going on? Like,
No, it was about Cheyenne though, not about her, the Bow Wow thing.
Right, but still, none of your business. None of your business. You out here being so messy, kind of going on with Cheyenne.
So you think that was her way of kind of like dipping into the mix? Like she had to find a way to slide into it, like everybody else trying to have their storyline.
Of course. I mean, the thing is, like, she's a mom and she's married to Safari. And, like, that's already a storyline within itself. I think it's, like, a cute storyline.
Because they're back in Atlanta.
I want to see what's going on. How is Safari as a dad? What does the baby look like? Yeah. How is Erica? Where's her son? Like, I want to know all that. So I don't care for Erica to be in the mess. But I just thought she was sitting there and she was like, tell me everything. It was great to see the growth, though, that she was supporting Yomi. So it was nice to see that.
Alfie, what you feeling? Okay, how do you feel about the whole situation?
I'm going to start by saying Erica and I did a movie called Swag Inc. It's on BET Plus. You can find that. I'm one of the leads in it.
Guys, Alfie is a celebrity. You did not know that.
I'm just a working entertainer. I'm out here in these streets. I do things. In the sense of, go see that during quarantine. You're stuck in the house, might as well. My real reaction is I hate when exes get together and talk. I hate it with passion. I think it can destroy. I mean, I'm just going to be honest. From a male's perspective, it might be true. So I don't knock that or anything. But when it comes to exes getting together and talking about bagging on a dude or stuff like that, I've seen a lot of people be destructive and they were, as you can see, wild ones. So it's stuff on both sides. I feel like to where I don't judge people, so I won't like dive into the ins and outs of that. But when it comes to the principles of we're in the entertainment business, which is why it's hard to date people in the entertainment business, because your stories or their version of your stories will carry on to other people. And some people like to get together and talk crap. So in the sense of I was fine with it. It struck chords in my heart because I had people try to do that to me. And it's one of those things where reputation is everything. And people don't necessarily consider both sides when it comes to passion and pain and what people go through. And I'm all for women and protecting them. So it gets you in this awkward situation where you don't want to ever question where a person is coming from. A man can do the same thing, but you'd be like, he's just in his bag and his feelings. Whereas the other thing be like, this is how we should judge this dude going forward. And that does it. It's very touchy. And it's one of those situations where I understand. So it's not to be against it, but it's one thing that I necessarily don't agree with because we all have our own stories. So I don't know the both sides.
So you feel like, long story short, Bow Wow got thrown under the bus and they should
for
not
the
have
show, yes, but it
over.
Might be legit. Like if you're beating up women and doing all that, it's gonna catch up to you. Yeah. It's gonna be like
and okay, not even let's not even say beating up. They could have literally just been in an abusive relationship like that. They just fall.
Emotional,
I don't know.
Arguing. There's all kinds
emotional,
of stuff that you could call
you know,
abuse.
Things like that happen. And I mean, Bow Wow's on Growing Up Hip Hop. I wonder if he talked about it. We have to ask. Tune into Growing Up Hip Hop. We talk about that on AfterBuzz too. We need to ask our friends about that.
And fellas, you could get thrown in jail based off of a girl opinion that's placed in the police. So that's why you can't play around with that. People's opinions will get you thrown in. You be out one night and you be not out no more. Been there, done that. I'm just saying.
Thank you for the tips.
That's serious. I can't.
No, for real. Yeah. I don't know. I kind of agree, though. I was in a sense, kind of feeling the same way. Like, dang, yeah, I love Bow Wow. I mean, I was here when Bow Wow was, you know, a baby. That was my first celebrity crush. But I kind of felt like they did kind of throw him under the bus. And it made me kind of just wonder, like, what goes on between, like, just these celebrity relationships? I feel like it's always just something, and it's, like, something hidden that we don't ever see. Like, I don't know. It just goes to show you can't believe everything that's on social media. People have problems, and, yeah. But it was a really cute that, it was a cute gift that, why am I blanking on everyone's names today? Yomi gave Erica, jewelry box was nice. So, I mean, I'm just happy to see women being able to come together. Normally, with situations like that, I don't necessarily see women being friends if they did it the same person, but that showed a lot of growth.
And they shouldn't, in my eyes, leave her alone. That's the reason why.
Well, because you don't want your name thrown in the bus, that's why.
Never! Put nothing together.
But speaking of being mature, we saw a lot of friendship rekindling this episode on the ski trip. So we saw Carly and Sierra finally, you know, have that sit down that we've been talking about. We've been saying that their relationship was under the rock, like going through the rocks because they didn't communicate. And they finally had that, moments together. Elgin, if I remember correctly, you had a lot to say about their whole battle relationship. So what was your feelings towards them finally coming together and working it out?
You know, I thought that was nice. I thought, you know, they wasn't gonna get over it because of the mushing thing, but that's just my opinion. Like, if someone mushing me, like, I don't think I can come back after that.
It was some serious stuff that happened. Like,
it was, yeah.
Charges were getting ready to be pressed.
Yeah, right. She said, "My best friend Karma, she gonna bite you in the ass." So I was like, I thought that was a wrap after that. But it was cool to see that. I mean, that just shows like the maturity between both of them coming back after all that has happened and really trying to dish out the situations that they had on hand. So I thought that was cool.
Ebony, would you be able to take a friend back that has done all of that to you? I mean, practically beat you up at a party, just inconsistent with what's going on in your life, not being there. Would you be able to forgive?
No, I have people right now that I am not friends with on less charges than that. So absolutely not. Okay. Like, push me, hit me, fight me. We're in public. No, there's literally no threat. So like, if you even try to act like you're going to fight me, we're done. Like, that's just, it's not happening. So,
like, you said it's a wrap.
Period. Hold your ground, Ebony. I feel you.
I mean, me too.
Like, I mean, I think, but this is the thing, right, with Love and Hip Hop. The thing is, with all of these reality shows, you have to get over it. I mean, you don't have to. You could have beef for seasons and seasons, but it's like, eventually they're going to make you come back. You're going to be around the person. So for the sake of you working and being, you know, like, who wants to be walking around with all this anger all the time? You know, at some point it's like, let's just be over it. So of course you're going to want to squash it. You get me? So that, it's like, that I understand. Like, if you do that and I never have to see you again, bet. But the fact that like you're in that same space together,
yeah.
I think that's what continuously draws people in to like make up. And eventually, like, you know, you'll see like three seasons later, they're like friends again. They're over it because it's like, you have to see this person all the time.
Yeah. I mean, I agree. I don't know. I'm happy that they had the time to talk, because it finally came out that, you know, Carly, like, first of all, Sierra didn't even know that she was married. Let's start there. When she was like, yeah, because, you know, I got married, and Sierra was like, wait, yeah, I knew, but you didn't tell me. So I'm happy that they got to communicate and realize that they weren't showing up for each other as friends. But I kind of agree with you, Ebony. Like, if once you put your hands on me, like, it's over with, period. It's just over with. Like, dang, you were supposed to be my bestie and you're fighting me.
Nothing is ever that serious. Nothing is.
Are they besties?
No.
Well, they were.
No.
Well, how can you be besties if you don't know nothing about each other? Then that begs the question, like, if y'all are friends like this, they really shouldn't be friends, because they just don't know enough about each other from, like, what I've heard.
And then you got mush. You get mush, but I will say sometimes that can be tricky, because I recently dealt with that in a friendship too. Like, I moved to LA, my friend was still there, still in Nashville, and we kind of like grew apart, and it was just things that we just didn't necessarily know about each other. So in a sense, I don't want to say that that's not her friend, because I've dealt with it. Like, this is my friend, but we just kind of fell off a little bit.
But I think they might have that dynamic where Sierra's just the head girl and she's like the sidekick, because there's sometimes you see those friends where the one is like submissive to the other and kind of gets bullied, but they love on each other for some reason. I've seen that in all kinds of tears. So it seemed like that's why she was like, I've been there for you. She's like, you know, you have been there for me and I haven't been there for you. Some relationships are like that. It just, some people will take your hand out if you keep handing out your friendship. Okay, well, we friends because you keep doing stuff for me.
Okay. I want to ask you, Alfie, because Ebony brought up a good point just about like working with people, and she feels like the reason why they're friends is because they constantly do have to see each other in a sense. So you being on sets and things like that, how do you feel about that dynamic? Because it makes me feel like sometimes it's fake, because they work so closely together all the time. It's just like, do y'all really have beef, or is this for a storyline? So I guess with you being in that environment, I don't know, give us insight on how it is to work like that.
It placates different ways. I think that's a personality trait on how you get along with people and how you respect or treat people. I think when you get into business, and especially when it comes to entertainment, because we're such a revolving door of opportunities and situations mm-hmm. where you may be closely impacted with somebody for a while and that be it. Or if you're so lucky, you're on a TV show and you're stuck with that person for a long time, making a whole bunch of money. I think at that point, you waver the blessing to the opportunity, to the financial gain. And then, I mean, I'm one who, there's certain people, if I'm around them, I might pass on the job, because I mm-hmm. am the kind of friend who don't mind putting hands on you if you put hands on me. And I can forgive you, but we'd be cool. You're going to have to deal with whatever happened based off of the decision you made. But I've gone through that, where I've had to mollywop somebody that I did a movie with, and it was a pretty big movie, and they had to respect me after that. And we still hung out. We still be around each other, not like personal friends, but dance
industry. I feel like that's
small.
Like a guy thing, though, right? Like, I feel like girls are different.
Well, I think it's a personal thing. But
yeah, I think
I think it's different. Like, guys, you guys can fight, and then, you know, like Shooter and Scrap, for example, it's like they didn't even really, they talked about it, they got into the beef, mm-hmm. it was over, no big deal, squash. Girls, it's like, we want to fight, we want to pull your hair, we want to punch you out, we want to see you in pain for whatever reason.
In
I don't know why.
Making us in pain.
Yeah, exactly. Just like Yomi was all like about trying to get Cheyenne. Okay. So it's
Yomi
like
was all about that. Oh my God. But okay, that was cool insight from you guys. Also on this ski trip, it was just a lot of fighting, first of all. I was texting Ebony through this, like, I'm over the ski trip. I mean, freaking Shekinah and Spice. Y'all, what was they really arguing about? Like, I get it, Shekinah did not show up for her about a house, but I just feel like me personally, I feel like that whole argument storyline was just dragged on for no reason. Like, get over it. We're on a ski trip. I'll fill you in the book next week to go look at houses. I don't know. Did you feel like, how did you feel about that whole dynamic? They eventually made up, but I don't know. Is it just me that felt like it was just kind of a filler, you know?
I feel like that ran for 3 episodes when it was really 2. And I feel like the first one was half of an episode. It felt so long. I'm like, what's going on here? But I mean, it's cool that they made up, but I felt like there was nothing much. Well, here's the thing. You never want to invalidate, you know, what your friend feels, because I feel like you always mm-hmm. should have that communication within a relationship. But at the same time, I wouldn't have went that hard, like trying to fight them every other day or trying to attack them like Spice was. But although I thought that
and
was
then
funny
they had
thing.
Made up. Like, they had a whole emotional talk about abusive relationships. Like, we got to talk about that. Oh my God. Was that this episode or last week? The whole, like, abusive relationship thing.
That was last week.
I think it was last week.
Dang. Okay, we can't talk about it. Anyway. they were because I really wanted to talk about that. They were bonding and all of that, and then, you know, Spice just kept coming for her. But I like Shekinah. I think she brings that, you know, comedic relief to the show. Like, it's even funny when they were going at it, like, Shekinah still had her little jab, you know, going back with her. But yeah, this episode was a lot. It was a lot going on. And I am just curious to see how Cheyenne and Kiyomi are going to work this out. Y'all have any more to say about that?
Her voice is annoying. She's like one of the people that's hard to be friends with, and she seems like she's a little kid screaming. Not Spike. Yeah, Kiyomi. It would be hard for me to be a friend just because she's so loud. I get she's passionate, and I think her and Spice have a very loving, hating
Shekinah.
Shekinah.
Okay.
I hate
okay.
her voice.
I love her voice. Oh my God. I love
Shekinah.
Shekinah
was like,
the
whole
thing.
Nobody.
So funny, dog.
When they was getting ready to fight, and she was like, girl, I'm 35. I got too much plastic surgery done to be trying to fight you. I was just crying because it was just like, who in Love and Hip Hop history, who turns down to fight? And she did it so like, you gave her
that's
a lot for it, in a sense. Like, she was like, I ain't doing that. And you was just like, you right. You don't need to do that because that's above you, sis.
I think her verbiage is so funny. It's just hilarious.
Yeah. She's hilarious. Shout out to Shekinah.
It's that tone.
But what was going on with the ski outfits? Because I know they're behind.
Black people shouldn't ski.
We're wearing jeans and all this stuff. First of all, I like to ski.
And what's crazy is, didn't they go to a whole ski shop also? Went to a complete shop to go shopping to buy clothes. Just to show up with anything.
And Mimi's wearing jeans and a flannel. Like, stop it. Stop. Like, yeah. I like, at least Carly, she may not have skied, but she looked the part. And she at least had some clothes on, okay?
Well, I'm always here for, like, the little furry hat things that they had on. Yes. And Sierra was cute with that. Okay, speaking of Sierra, we got to get into Sierra. We got to talk about her man. So, apparently, he's at the club. Another girl is rubbing all on his beard. What are y'all feelings about that? Like, is she...
They ain't even together, right?
I thought they would. No, not wait.
She want to be with him, but he
never wanted to shoot her. No, she's with her boyfriend. BK is his name.
Yeah,
BK. They're together.
They are still together.
But that was going to be my point too. You can't tell because it seems like she wants Scooter. Like even on the phone, she was just like, "You can say I love you. We were together for 8 years. So in a sense, can she be upset with what's going on? Is there really, I don't know, love there? Or I don't know. What were you guys views on that?
Okay, ding, ding, ding. Ring my bell. I am ready to answer this because honestly.
Ring.
Ding, ding, ding.
Like, I don't know what's wrong with Sierra or any of these girls that are in these relationships because you settle for what you already know how these men are. This is not a surprise. You already know how BK was even last season when you were dating him and you guys were on and off and all this mess and you forgave him for cheating on you and whatever. You already know how this man is. Okay, you said he's been good. The fact that you even had that crazy reaction last episode of being pregnant, possibly being pregnant by him, I think is a telltale sign that you do not need to be with this man. Like if you were that upset about having this man's baby, why are you dating him?
Admitted it.
Yeah, and then it's like the ugly cry. And then the fact that you have your friend calling you, spying on him to tell you that he's in the club with some girl rubbing on his beard. Like, why are you even dealing with this man? Like this, I'm sure this obviously isn't the first time this has happened. So it's not like it's a surprise. What are you doing?
I mean,
anything.
Anything. No, I totally agree. It's kind of like you know what you're getting yourself into, but I personally don't. I think the Tiffany girl was just like, like just so happened to be in the mix and was like, wait, is that such and such? Oh shoot, let me call. Like, I don't think it was her necessarily like keeping tabs, unless you think
otherwise.
No, not
necessarily. No, I don't think she was like really like, you know, private investigator.
Make sure you there, right?
But it was just kind of like, I don't know, like if I have a friend, if I have a man that I, you know, people are calling me about, I feel like ill. I don't want a man that I have to feel like someone's calling me about my man.
Calling
like
me to talk
girl,
to me about
man's
it. It should just be that understanding.
Hey man, but women be hating sometimes. Women be hating. We can't not knock the fact that there are women out there who just be hating. He could be just doing this thing. And clearly she ain't perfect. I don't like how when the men ain't perfect, y'all be on their head. When the women doing their thing.
Because men are not perfect all the time at this point.
Women ain't perfect all the time.
Hey, hold up. Hey.
That's why I wish I was here to talk about last week's episode. Because they got into some deep stuff about how men put us through everything. And I'm just sick of it. So I don't know.
But you know what? To say, you know what? Never mind. I ain't even gonna do that.
No, say it.
Go for it, Messio.
Come on through, man.
I just want to say, like a lot of females in the context of this be comfortable with it. So if you comfortable with it, then it's no problem at all. And then I'm not saying people attract the things in relationships that you know they like this, but I'm just saying, you know, it's just a whole weird situation.
I mean, Elgin, you have a point there because I feel like all these women, all of them are lovely, but they all have different personalities.
Emily is so shady.
They all have difficult personalities. And at the end of the day, if you have a difficult personality, like you're going to attract someone who's into a difficult personality, who's going to be someone a little rough around the edges, who wants to slap you up every now and then. Like, that's just what it is. And I don't mean like physically, but I mean, wants to test your boundaries to see what you can get, what they can get away with. And you let them get away with it because you either, he's so hot or you're, you know, hypnotized by something else or whatever. And it's like, you need to get it together with, like, you know, the type of men that you choose. Like,
you know, the type of men that you choose.
That's why you have to, like, you have to like manifest, like, that's why I laugh a lot, because I want a funny wife, you know, like, like, you laugh a lot.
Oh my god, I am I don't know, I agree and I disagree, because sometimes you can attract, you can have all the right intentions for a good man, and then things happen. So true. I've been there, so I get it. But you don't stay in it though. You don't stay in it. And that's why Sierra is standing her ground now. And she's just like, you know what? I'm done with it. Y'all see why I was crying? Because I didn't want to have his baby. So, you know.
But how long does it take you to really understand that lesson? Like, does it take you 2-3 years to get that he's not the right person?
That beating in the head. And I feel
I agree. Yeah.
And then also, like how we were saying, like, it's evident that she still wants Shooter. So this could have just been her, like, rebound to kind of get over it. And now she's just like, I'm washing my hands with this situation too, because it's just putting me in more drama.
Well, I hope she sticks with it.
Yeah. That's why... You just have to be careful with everything like that, man.
Oh my god. Well, y'all, this is a lot, this episode. I'm so happy I remembered that, because I almost forgot that whole little tidbit. Let's just talk about our special segment. Okay, so who brought it this episode? Who do you think shut it down? Let's start with you, Alfie.
I'm gonna go with Bow Wow's ex, because the way she handled herself in that situation with homeboy. Like, I ain't gonna lie, if you are gonna be with somebody who's about that life and doing the open relationship thing and don't care, you need somebody who don't care about your flaws. She has her flaws, and you gotta accept that too, which is what we're gonna have to learn later. He's gonna deal with his side. But if you're gonna do that wild life, you're gonna need you a real rider, not a dyer, but a rider who's gonna be like, you need to respect me. And when you was done with him, I was on his face in the morning. I was like, boom, hey, nigga,
no,
we don't get caught up.
Facts, we don't get caught up. She was a rider this episode. I will say that. They got some stuff to talk about the kid situation, but I did love that confidence in her. She came in like, period. Yep, we in an open relationship, but I'm the main
get to that conversation when you get to it. We'll talk about that later. But for right now, in front of these people, what you gonna say? Yes.
Dead. Oh my god, Eldrin. Okay, who brought it for you?
I'm gonna say light skinned Keisha did it off camera, because she's just a boss, and that's all I got.
I love light skinned Keisha. Do y'all follow her? She been cooking this quarantine. First of all, like, I don't know. It's something about people from Atlanta. They just be throwing down. But thank you, light skinned Keisha wasn't there this time. But thanks for this.
Off camera.
What about you, Evan?
You know what? I'm going to go with Bambi, because she took herself right on out of that drama, pregnant with her pregnant self and all. And I'm here for it. I just feel like Bambi has grown so much since the very first time that we've seen her. And she is now like in a very surprisingly mature relationship. And so I'm happy.
So I'm happy to be able to
just take herself out of it, not be involved in the BS, because there's a whole lot going on this episode, and I'm right there with her. I'm feeling she's my spirit animal this episode, so I'm here for it.
This season, low-key, she's been really chill. I'm here for it. I'm gonna say Erica Mena. I really love the gesture that she pulled with Keomi. I love to see women, you know, unite and not have bad blood, even though they didn't necessarily need to have bad blood. But, you know, just to kind of just, I like how she showed that support to her. Like, she didn't have to come out and say, you know, I kind of deal with the same thing. Even though she didn't really go into it, she insinuated that they kind of had a similar issue. So I'm happy that she was, like, she met with her to kind of see where her head was. And in a way, I kind of looked at it as giving her encouragement, like, you can get through it. You know, we've all dealt with it, but look at me now. I'm married. I have kids, you know. So I'm here for Erica Mena. And she also looks so pretty. Like, she just has this, like, new mom, wife glow about her. And I was just like, oh.
She got that Scorpio glow.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So shout out to Erica. But guys, we have talked this whole episode, so we need to wrap it up. Where can we find you guys on social, starting with you, Alfie?
You know what it is, Alfred, Nolan, Thomas, the number two, TikTok and Instagram. I'm beginning. Get it. I'm bored. You know.
Okay, Ebony, where can we find you?
You can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at EbonyChapman12.
And Elgin?
Y'all can find me on Instagram at Elgin_22 and on Twitter at Elgin_ball. No, I'm not related to the Ball brothers. All right.
Okay, and you guys can find me on Instagram at Tyra Prude Official, and you can find me on Twitter at Tyra Prude. It's been a great time talking with you guys. As usual, we will see you guys next week. Stay safe, wash your hands, and yeah, stay home. Bye, guys.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.